Your Morning Team on WSBW. It's 7:40. It's Thursday morning. And as you listen on WSBW.com, maybe through Siri or Alexa, maybe through 100.5 and 790. If you're listening for Spirit Hockey, it's definitely 100.5 on air and online. And your voice for Spirit Hockey that you hear for the game broadcast, you hear on Thursday mornings when he comes into studio and talks to us about Spirit Hockey. That's you, Dylan Clark. We say good morning and welcome you once again, as we did last week, to the Spirit who continued to do nothing but win.
That is me. Good morning. And yes, the Spirit do continue to win. It's been 9 in a row. That matches a franchise record set back in 2018-19. They will go for a continuation of that streak against the Sioux here on Friday night, and then back home against Sarnia on Saturday. That's our weekend right now. And then it's going to be a long time on the road again.
It's going to be a brutal schedule, too, because they added the game that was lost to Erie coming up on Tuesday. We'll get into that in just a moment. Let's get into how the Spirit have been playing lately. So what's the coach say to the players? Keep on doing what you're doing.
I think he talked to Chris Lazary, talked to Art after one of the games I think it was last week, and that was, he kind of asked the same question, and Laz just kind of went, and he's like, you know what, they're not running themselves, but he goes, sometimes we don't even really have to go into the room. Like, he goes, the guys know what to do. The guys know, you know, how to handle any sort of adversity or problems that arise, and that really just speaks to, again, the quality of leadership you have in that dressing room, and, you know, obviously the coaching staff and what they've been able to do. But when they have that mentality and they know that, like, yeah, the guys have it. That wasn't a great period, but they know they've got it. They'll figure it out. And then they come back out in, you know, the next period and address the things and have it all taken care of. That speaks volumes about the older guys you have on the squad.
I had a chance to see the game last week against Windsor. They won that 7-2. And it really looked, they were in complete control the entire game. I mean, Windsor didn't look like they had a clue, if I can be kind, just the way that the Spirit kept pushing both offensively and defensively. Sometimes Windsor couldn't even get it out of their own zone.
Yeah, and it was an interesting change, because for some of the games before that, I mean, I hate to keep going back to it, but I remember the Flint game last Wednesday, outshot for long stretches of play, and that was one that I think it's safe to say they kind of stole that one. Tristan Lennox had some unbelievable goaltending in that game, and then Michael Misa gets the overtime winner. So it was a flipping of the script there, because it was Saginaw who was in control for long stretches of the game and dominating shots. I think they finished with maybe 8 or 9 more shots than the Spitfires did on Saturday. And the funniest part about it is, you know, when I got here a month ago, Windsor was kind of the team to beat in the Western Conference. And, you know, not to say that they've regressed, but it's kind of flipped a little, because Saginaw right now leading the way in the West, and Windsor's kind of slipped down a little bit. And again, it's December 1st. These standings will change and change again between now and when the postseason arrives. But again, it's for as long as you can camp out in first place, it's got to be a good feeling.
Oh, yeah. And let's face it, so the more games you win now, if you happen to stumble a little bit, you know, you banked it a little bit. It's a team of players we know. Let me have you talk maybe about a couple of guys, because this guy's been spectacular all season long. If you look at the league leaders, Pavel Minchikov, who sits number 2 in the league with 35 points, 12 goals, 23 assists. He's playing an amazing game, and his leadership, I think, shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you want to talk about leading by example, and I think whenever Pavel's on the ice, everybody just kind of settles in just a little bit more. They don't take their foot off the gas, but I think there's just that extra little confidence, like, yeah, we're going to be okay. Because again, we talked about the way they set things up in the offensive zone. I think Chris Lazary's style allows these defensemen to have more freedom. And like we said before, like, it's not uncommon to end up seeing a defenseman down below the goal line or camped right in front of the net. You know, he doesn't stay there the whole time the puck's in the offensive zone, but these guys are moving. There's constant movement, and that makes it incredibly difficult for a defending team to kind of pin anything down. And, you know, you're good for at least maybe 2 or 3 opportunities a game that all of a sudden Pavel's loose in the right wing circle, and he's got some room, and then puck makes its way over to him. And I mean, I can't tell you how many goals in just the month that I've been here I've seen him score that way, because that was one of, I think it was like the 6th or 7th goal against Windsor the other night. Pavel gets the puck in that right wing circle, and in my head I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Goal. Oh, okay. Wow. There you go. Classic Pavel Minchikov goal. So I think we're going to start calling that Pavel's office.
Yeah, and what you said, though, is so true, because now those defensemen realize, hey, my winger's got my back here. I might not be defending the blue line like where I'm usually supposed to be, but I'm down here with the puck and I might be able to score, but I don't have to worry about maybe a breakaway.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is that doesn't work if you don't have wingers that can cover for you and wingers that can be constantly vigilant, because there were times, and there are times where, you know, a defenseman pinch in a maybe a more, not that this isn't traditional, but in a more traditional, for lack of a better word, system, you know, a defenseman pinches in and then the winger realizes like 2 seconds too late, like, oh crap, I gotta go back and cover. Well, you know, that extra 2 seconds he took, you already got a 2-on-1 going back the other way. And it's just, these guys are constantly, they know, it's they expect it. They expect it to happen, and it's, you know, it's like nothing for them to have to come back and fill in, and that's where they'll end up for a little while. And you know, I tend to think of guys like Kalen Mangone and Dean Lucas, they end up there a lot of the time covering and kind of holding things in. And these guys know how to make the offensive zone as big as possible. I mean, you know, they know how to walk the line, literally. I mean, where they're using as much of it, like, they'll carry it physically on the blue line. Like, they're holding it in that back edge, because, you know, it's still on sides if you hold it in the back edge of the line. I mean, they are using the most area of the offensive zone as possible. And, you know, it may seem like a small thing, but that extra foot or that extra 6 inches of space, that could mean all the difference on a handful of these goals.
And another player, you referenced his name. Obviously, goaltenders get a lot of attention, but Tristan Lennox, again, you look at the league leaders. He's fifth right now in save percentage. He's second with 12 wins overall. He's really been on his game the last, well, during all this winning streak, all season long, you could say.
Yeah, and I have no problems saying, and I guess not announcing, but it's going to be announced later today that Tristan has been named the OHL's goaltender of the month. So, I mean, very, very well deserved there. I mean, it's just been, there are some games that, again, you talk about it, if they've stolen a game, Tristan's had a pretty big part in it, and there have been times where both he and Andrew Oak, I mean, I know we've talked about Tristan Lennox a lot, but both of these guys have won 5 straight. Like, Andrew Oak has been right there with him. That's the thing. It's like, you can have great goaltending, you can have a great, you know, a great 1A that goes out there and is lights out every night, but if you've got another guy that guys don't trust as much, well, I mean, it's, you know, you end up paying the price for it. But Saginaw's got 2 goaltenders that it doesn't matter. You can flip a coin. And, all right, he's going, not that they do that, but you can flip a coin and whoever ends up in the net, guys will be fine with it and they'll play the same way in front of them.
And you have to have that in the OHL because of all the back-to-backs you play, sometimes 3 games in 3 nights. Or in the case of what's coming up, I think you've got 6 games in 10 days. You have to have 2 goaltenders.
Well, I just think that's the way the game has trended in general over the last, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years. It's like, I don't know about if the days of having a true starter and a backup, because, I mean, you think back in the day, guys would play like 65 or 70 games a season. And, I mean, for a goaltender, that's an unbelievable body of work. And then by the time playoffs come around, I mean, you're gassed. You got nothing left. And then, all right, well, you lost in 5 in the first round. Great job. So, I mean, you need to have that. Again, if you can have that 1A, 1B, and who is 1A and who is 1B might change from week to week, and that's a great problem to have.
Well, let's talk about what is coming up. As you already mentioned, for the weekend itself, first of all, on the road at the Sioux on Friday, coming back home on Saturday. Always tough to play up at the Sioux. Yeah. It's a division game.
And a lot of divisional games in the last handful of weeks. I think it'll be 5 in a row because you go Flint, Sarnia, and then Windsor last weekend, and then Sioux and Sarnia again this weekend. So, yeah, 5 straight divisional games. They picked up 3 wins already, and again, it's just when you get into a streak like this, and honestly, the funniest thing about it is I feel like whenever something like this happens, you know, the fans and the team and the media, you know, we all talk about it the most. The guys are just, okay, next game. Okay, next game. I mean, regardless of the outcome of it, you know, even if the streak ends, okay, next game. And that's the mentality that, you know, you have to have to be successful in this league and in this sport, I think.
And nice to have the Spirit home on Saturday night against Sarnia. So we want the fans to come out to the Dow Event Center.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, only we had 4 home games in November, and there's going to be gonna be a little bit more time on the road after that, so I'd say coming out to see Sarnia again at home, again, it'll be these divisional games. They've got a different feel to them, so, you know, we'd love to see everybody there for that one.
Yeah, because after that, on the road Tuesday. That's an Erie game that was not on the schedule originally. It's that makeup game. Then the next Thursday, Friday on the road, next Sunday on the road. So it's going to be a tough schedule for the Spirit to continue to play as well as they've been playing. I mean, if anything, let's face it, there's going to be some nights where you know that these guys are going to be gassed a little bit, and they're going to have to find some ways to dig deep.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of miles on the road here for the Spirit. Erie on Tuesday, Barrie, Sudbury, and North Bay Battalion coming up after that. That's going to be a bit of a homecoming for Cam Govrow and Nick Seema, guys that came over in the trade a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, everybody's got to go through it at some point. Everybody's got to go through the same schedule, and everybody's got patches where they're going to be at home for a few games, and everybody's going to be on the road for patches where it's like, all right, we've been gone for a week. We played four games in 6 or 7 days. Like, whew, it's just, how do you handle what's been thrown at you? And, you know, like I said, it all goes back to this coaching staff and this leadership group of like, all right, just not limiting the focus, but the frame of mind to, okay, next game, regardless of how you're feeling that day.
And the Spirit, always exciting to watch. Lately, obviously, very exciting. And you can have a chance to see him again in person on Saturday night once you get your tickets now. If you can't get there, of course, listen. Dylan and Dennis DeRosier, 6:50 broadcast both Friday and Saturday on 100.5 as well as online at WSDW.com. Go Saginaw Spirit. SaginawSpirit.com, by the way, for all your tickets and information.
Yes.
SaginawSpirit.com.